It took me over 4 years and many counseling sessions to gradually accept my new self, most days. I've compiled a list of strategies that help me cope, hoping they might also assist others on their tough days. Sunglasses and headphones post-injury, bright lights and ambient noise became unbearable, causing me physical discomfort. I started wearing sunglasses and headphones for tasks like grocery shopping, which were challenging due to the store's bright lights and noise. At home, I continued using headphones, playing soothing music to reduce headaches and neuro fatigue. Alone time. As a single mother on disability, finding alone time is tough. However, I realized its necessity during my severe migraine episodes. I now dedicate time weekly, or even daily, to disconnect completely, no electronics or distractions. This quiet time allows me to process my emotions without judgment, whether it's crying or appreciating nature. And that's okay, I've learned to manage my anxiety by accepting things as they are. For instance, when faced with issues like car troubles, I remind myself, that's okay, which surprisingly eases my stress. This approach has reduced my anxiety and improved my sleep, even on challenging days. Meditation, guided meditation has been immensely beneficial, helping me feel more in control and at ease. Despite my mobility and visual stimulation issues post-injury, meditation techniques have enabled me to walk more confidently, accepting my limitations and maintaining calm in stressful moments. Grounding, earthing. Initially skeptical about grounding, I've embraced it fully. Grounding, or connecting our feet to the earth, has been part of my life since childhood. My physiotherapist recommended walking barefoot to help my brain recalibrate my body's position. This practice, initially challenging due to balance issues, now brings me immense relief and a better sense of connection with the earth. Networking, joining Facebook groups or attending TBI support meetings has been vital. Drawing inspiration from others who've faced worse but overcame, I find comfort in shared experiences. It reminds me that I'm not alone in my journey. More about Lori Lee. Lori Lee is an essayist and horsewoman, having ridden both English and Western. She is hoping to get back in the saddle next year. She is currently on disability and working hard on her recovery. She is getting back to her writing and moving towards being a life coach and advocate for adults, children, and families with TBI or anxiety and depression.